Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I'm going to start with a story about the arrival of a little girl named Isabella, the birth of a little girl named Isabella. And it seemed to be the answer to her parents' prayers. But when the adoption, this little girl's adoption, didn't immediately go through, this mother felt her faith wavering. Now, she had always wanted to be a mother, and no matter what else was going on in her life, the thoughts of motherhood were always floating around in the corners of her mind. Maybe you can relate to this, or you know somebody who can, who just desires so greatly to be a mother but runs into complications. And this made it all the more heartbreaking when, after several years of marriage, and she had not been able to become pregnant with no clear diagnosis for her infertility, after much prayer and pleading, a light was shed on their path, and they were given very strong promptings to adopt a baby. And they moved forward without delay. And after several months of all of the classes and the interviews and putting together portfolios and letters, after all that was behind them, they were anxiously hoping for the long-awaited news that a birth mother had been chosen and that they were going to be parents. And they just sobbed when their social worker told them that their prayers had been answered and that a loving and selfless woman had made the agonizing decision to place her unborn daughter in their family. And they started preparing over the next several weeks for the arrival of this baby. And then at last she was born, and their sweet, beautiful newborn Isabella was finally home. But Isabella's birth father filed a lawsuit several days after she was born. And, you know, even with that lawsuit, they felt confident in the legal steps that their attorneys had taken and in the Lord. And the young man's intent soon became clear. He was not interested in parenting Isabella, but just punishing her birth mother. Now, they pleaded with the Lord for their daughter, to keep their daughter, and a calming reassurance always came, but it was very difficult for this mother not to worry. Now, the legal battle stretched for weeks, and then months, and then a year, and they were unable to finalize the adoption, and there were moments when she felt so alone, and her faith was wavering, and they had an unmistakable prompting that they were doing everything in their power to end this legal issue. So why was it taking so long? Do you ever feel that way? I'm doing everything I can. What is the deal? Why is this taking so long? And on one day when this mother was feeling particularly down, a court date was approaching, and she could not help but just worry and stress about what the outcome would be. And she sat rocking her little girl and watching her sleep. And this baby, this newborn, had grown into a beautiful toddler. And once again, this mother just started praying. And she started humming a really familiar hymn, a religious hymn that they used as a lullaby. And then the words that she had sung to her little girl also became sort of a gentle reprimand to her. And the words are this: "Why should we mourn or think our lot is lost? 'Tis not so. All is right. We should think to earn a great reward if we now shun the... Why should we think to earn a great reward if we now shun the fight? Gird up your loins. Fresh courage take. Our God will never forsake. And soon we'll have this tale to tell. All is well. All is well." And the Spirit just overwhelmed her as she realized that Heavenly Father was not going to forsake her, and that she needed to have faith and courage and believe that God knew what was best. And she knew her prayer would be answered, as she hoped it was, that this little girl was meant to be her daughter and that all would be well. Now, shortly after this experience, the judge ruled in their favor and finalized their adoption. And what a load was lifted from their shoulders. And she says she learned from this experience that God will not forsake us, that he knows the desires of our hearts, and that we just need to place our faith in God and in Christ. Now, having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and keeping his commandments are and always will be the defining test of mortality. And, you know, the doctrine is clear that we are to be positive and be of good cheer, and we emphasize our faith, not our fears. So think about that as you kind of go throughout your day, and I hope it sort of sets the tone for you today and helps you kind of pull things back to perspective. I think perspective reminders are always important throughout the day. Thank you so much for joining us. We'd love to hear from you at Mormon Channel Daily at LDSChurch.org or on our Facebook wall, or even give us a shout out on Twitter. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.